Okay, let's get into Perachav Hey of Sefer Tehillim. And this is David HaMelech, the first of the, I think it's the first perek that we have relating to an Aleph Beis system, all the letters of the Aleph Beis. The first for Pasuk Beis is, starts with an Aleph Beis. Beis doesn't have its own Pasuk. There are a few letters that don't have their own Pasuk. Beis, Vav, and Kuf. Some suggest that Buka is another lashon of Gehenim, that if you want to stay away from Gehenim, you say this Mizmar. But either way, this is a Mizmar. What is the content of the Mizmar? The Das Mikra says there's really four related bakashos. David HaMelech asking for kirva Hashem. I want to be close to Hashem. I want to know Hashem. Hashem, please forgive me for my sins and save me from my enemies. So it's basically a yearning of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what this is. That's what this is about. So LeDavid Elecha Hashem Nafshi Esa. David says, to you, Hashem, I lift up my soul. He's just yearning to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the language that he has elsewhere. Tzama Nafshi Leilokim Lekel Chai. He's yearning to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Al-Shach says that it's his nefesh. What can I give to Hashem? I can't give anything to Hashem. I can give my nefesh to Hashem. Because really, everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu anyway. A person's guf, a person's nefesh, everything. And we like to quote that Radvaz, the Radvaz at the end of Perek Yud Ches in Hilchas Sanhedrin. That's where the Rambam discusses the principle of Ein Adam Meisim Atzmo Rasha. A person cannot self-incriminate themselves in Beis Din. Gzeiras HaKasef Hu. The Rambam's lashon is that it's a law, Gzeiras HaKasef. Without reason, Shein Mimisin Bezdin Velo Malkin Esa Adam Bodoy Espiv. Somebody says I was Machal Shabbos, kill me. Somebody says I ate treif, whip me. No, we don't listen. Ela Pishne Edim, right? Only you need two Edim. That's it. Because maybe this is a person who just wants to be heard, or he's a masochist. Shema Nitrifa Daito Bedavarze, Shema Ben Amelim Mari Nefesh, Amachakim Lamus, Shem Tamit Tokim Charevos Bebitnam. But the Radvaz here says, V'yefsho Lasis Ksas Tam. But even though it's a Gzeiras HaKasef, I can give a little reason. She'ein nafsho shel adam kinyano ela kinyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person's nefesh is really the nefesh of Hashem. She'ne'emar hanefashos lihena. Hilkach lo to'al hodo'aso bedavar she'eino shelo. I can admit, right, about my money, because Hashem gives me my money, so to speak. Hodo'as baldin, even though it's the kesef is also Hashem's. But so to speak, he gives me control over the money. But my nefesh, not. Umalkus palga de misahi, ava mamona hu shelo. As we just said, but that's what David HaMelech says here. Nafshi Esa, what I can give to Hashem is my soul. That's it. Elokai b'chabatachti alivosha. I have trusted in you. I will not be embarrassed. That's the first step. If you trust in Hashem, you do what's right, and you don't worry about anybody else. Right? That sounds like the beginning of the tour. Beginning of the tour. The first halacha. That the Torah says, the Torah in Arachayim, Simon Aleph in Arachayim. What does the Torah say? Quotes the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, Yehuda ben Tema Omer, Havi Az Kanomer, Vikal Kanasher, Rotz Katzviki Bar Kari, to be strong, like a leopard, Lasos Ritzon Avicha Shabbat Shemayim. What's the Az Kanomer? Says the Torah, Lefi Shehu Klal Gadol Bavodat Hashem Yisbarach. This is a Klal Gadol in Avodas Hashem. Lefi shepa'amim adam chafetz la'asos mitzvah. V'nimna mila'asosa. Mipnei b'nei adam Hashem mal'igim alav. And he won't do it because of people who are scoffing at him. Alkein his here. That's why Yudim ben Tema says, Ta'iz panecha k'negad ha'mal'igim. Do what's right. Don't worry about the scoffers. V'al timna mila'asos ha'mitzvah. Don't not do the mitzvah because there are scoffers. V'cheinam Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai l'talmidav. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says in Maseches Brachos. Yimora Shamayim Alechem Kamara Basar Adam. You should just be as in awe of Shamayim as your Basar Adam. We care so much about what other people think. But we have to have at least the same amount. We're more embarrassed in front of people than we are in front of Hashem. Right? Like a ganav is worse than a goslin. Al kein hizir shetaiz mitzchacha keneged amaligim. V'lo tevosh. Don't worry. David also says elsewhere in Kufyates, Vadabra be'ed vosecha neged malachim velo evosh. Afki haya nirdaf uborech min ha'umos. Haya machzik butarasu velo meid afki hayu mal'igim alav. And that's Az, and that's what David HaMelech says here. V'cha batachti al evosha, I won't be embarrassed. Al ya'al tzu oy vayli, Hashem, please don't make my enemies besimcha, gloat over me. Gam kol kovecha lo yevoshu. Let all those who hope to you not to be embarrassed. Yevoshu abogdim rekam. Let those who are bogeyed, those treasoners for no reason, let them be embarrassed. Rashi says here, bogdim rekam Hagazlanim v'hachamsanim, those who steal and leave their victims, reikam. Hamoshivim esaniyim reikam minachseyim. That's what it's a reference to. And here David HaMelech says, he's asking to know Hashem. Derechecha Hashem hodieni. Please, your ways, I want to know. In Moshe Rabbeinu, uses a similar lashon, where Chazal say he's just trying to understand tzadik v'ralo, rasha v'tovlo. But here the Mefarshim don't say that. They just say it's a more general, I want to be close and understand you. Derechecha Hashem hodieni, erchosecha lamdeni. Your ways, teach me. Teach me. Hadricheni, lead me, ba'amitecha. V'lamdeni again. Ki ata elokei yish'i. You are my savior, oscha kivisi kolayom. I hope to you. But the Lashonos, again and again. But what is the difference between hodieni, lamdeni, hadricheni? All different Lashonos. The Radak first says, you know, kafalini mimilim shonos, it's similar ideas, but he does say there's a chilek. Hadricheni, omar b'shela rishona, hodieni. What's hodieni? Shu chachma, shu chaladam ladasosa. The chachma sateva. Hodieni is the world, the physical world. Let me know you through the physical world. Umimenu yada ha'adam habore. Like the Rambam describes in Hilchos Yesodei Torah in the second parak. Kihi kusulam liyadiyas elokus. Studying the world is like a ladder to bring to God, to knowledge of God. Umimena yada ha'adam habore mash yuchal ladas. V'hu guf. Aval amitas mitziuso. But the ultimate essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'atzmo. Kifi shetasik ha'nefesh. Lo yuchal ladas bodo guf. As much as we want to understand God, there's only a certain amount that we can understand when we are physical. But beyond that, we can't. Shenegosha Amar, as it says, Kilo Yirani Adam Vachai, Hashem says, nobody could see me and live. Lafichach Amar Hadricheni Bamitecha. Ka Adam Hamadrich Hana'ar. Lo Leches Ma'at Ma'at, Ache Yargo Vielach Ba'atzmo. So teach me, I can't understand you, but Hadricheni, lead me. Lead me with your truths. Hadricheni Ba'amitecha Valamdeini Ki Ata Eloke Yeshi. You are the God of my salvation. And Oscha Kivisi, Kol Hayom. To you I yearn Kol Hayom. The whole day, Kol Hayom, I yearn. If you look into the Rinas Yitzchak here notes, maybe based on what the Briska Rav says, the Griz says that it's based on the Rambam, that it's not enough to hope for Mashiach, but you have to yearn and pine for Mashiach. Shalo dairak laha'amin b'biyas ha-Mashiach, elagam tzorach l'chakoslo b'chol yom sheyavo. Right, that's the alpha, what we say, avavishi yislameya im kol ze achakalo b'chol yom sheyavo. That's part of the Yesod, the Rambam's Lashon. Kol mi she'eno mechake libiyaso. Not just to believe it will happen, but to yearn that it should happen. That's part of Emunah. If you don't have that, how are you? Kofer b'Torah u'b'Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe promised. V'hosef shalo rak she'echake lo b'chol yom she'yavo. She'betfilo anu omrim ki lishuascha kivinu kol hayom. Mechakim u'mekavim. B'chol yom v'chol hayom. She'mamin she'echol avo b'chol rega. V'chol mechake kol rega. It's not just achakelo b'chol yom. The whole day. If he didn't come in the first 12 hours of the day, maybe he's going to come in the 13th hour. So kol hayom. Ki l'shuach l'kivinu kol hayom. That's what's meduyak here. That's what we say in Shemona Esrei. And that's what's mentioned here in Pasuk Hei, that we yearn for HaKadosh Baruch Hu every moment. Zechor rachamecha Hashem v'chasadecha. Remember your compassion. Remember your chesed. Ki me olam heima. They are forever. Forever in which direction? Going back. Me olam, they are from the beginning of time. What is me olam? Rashi Radak. Rashi says, Miyimos Adam Harishon. Your chesed has been forever since the first person who walked this earth needed your chesed because they sinned. Miyimos Adam Harishon. Sha'amartalo biyom achalcha mimenu mos tamus. You will surely die. Venasatalo yom mishelcha. Shu elaf shanim. And one day is for man. For God is 1,000 years for man, and you gave him 1,000, and you had Rachmanis on him. So, ki me olam heima. The Radak says it means me olam personally, each from when we are born. We Hashem shows us rachamim and compassion. Be'es hayitzira in utero, and as we're born, hayolo li rachamecha v'chasdecha v'betanimi u'begidili acharetzesi and the nursing. V'kivin shegidaltani v'aviatani ad halom roelucha lachmol alai. You have to. I recognize how much you do for me. Rav Dessler, in one of his farm, I think it's in the 5th volume of the Michtam Elio, he writes, you know, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create people as with the model of parents and children? Hashem could have created everybody as like Adam Arishon, just taking us out of the ground, and we'd all be Yitzir Kap of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why did he dafka create parents and children? And so Rav Dessler says, beautiful.
because the only way that we could have an inkling to the God-created model is with parents. To understand a model of a total mativ yativ giver without getting anything in return, we would never have any hasaga. We would never have any inkling into what that model is of a bori and a nivra, were it not for parents. Parents, we see parents change and turn over their lives for the good of their children, and they do everything for their children. That gives us an inkling into recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the connected, of course, to the Sefer HaChinuch, that Kibud Av V'Em leaves us to Kibud Av HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's the Radak here that says, Hashem's chesed is kimei olam hema. Chatos nu ra'i v'shoi al tizkar. And I want to be close to you, but please, David says, don't look at my sins, especially the sins of my youth. Uvshai al tizkar. Kechastacha. Zachar liata, like your chesed, remember for me now also. Laman tufcha Hashem, for your goodness. And now we have a pasuk. A lot of, much to say about this in Chazal. Tov v'yashar Hashem. Hashem is tov and yashar. Al kein yorech atam baderach. Hashem is tov and yashar, which means he knows that if somebody feels bad about something, he'll give them another chance. Lefishu tov v'yashar lo yimas achotim, says the Radak. Ela im yirtu lashuv yikablim v'yoro osam aderach yishara. He will show them and lead them the derech of yishara. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes the possibility, and we know tshuv is one of the seven things created before the world was created, because we need it, and we want to be able to survive without it. Right? One of the more well-known and much discussed chazals, the Yerushalmi in Maseches Makkos, in the second parak, quotes this pasuk, Yore Hatan Baderach. The Yerushalmi says, Shalu l'chachma chotema onsho. From a wisdom point of view, what happens to a sinner? Amar lahem chatam tirdof ra'a. Right? You get punished. Shalu l'nevua chotema onsho. Amar lahem nevua hanefesh achadasi tamos. The chulu. Shalu le, right, Kuchabrichu chote ma'o oncho. Last line. Shol kuchabrichu. Hashem, what should a sinner do? Amar lem yasa tshuva v'yizkaper lo. Do tshuva. Hainu dechziv, al ken yorech hatoim baderech. Our pasuk. Yorech lachatoim, derech lasos tshuva. Hashem shows and teaches the way for sinner. Says Rav Soloveitchik in Ala Tshuva. Rak HaKadosh Baruch Hu yachol lahavias ha'adam min amatzav ha'ayom bahanora shal akaras achet lios ahuv v'nechmar lefnei ha'borei ki'ilu lochatam e'olam. And this that goes from the feeling of afsus and nothingness to the feeling of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's this pasuk. Hashem is tov yashar, and therefore he recognizes and leaves open the possibility of tshuva, because tshuva is really a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tshuva doesn't make sense. It's me'al hateva, right? You can't change the past. Sometimes we want to go back and take back something we said or something that we did, but it's not. In the physical world, it can't happen. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that possibility, the Gemara Pesachim Nun Dalet, about the seven things created before the world was created, but that's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Soloveitchik writes in Yemezi Karon about this Chazal. V'ulam b'merchavei, about tshuva, b'merchavei ha'olamo ha'ruchani v'anafshi shal ha'adam, b'dvarim she'beino l'makom, yitkinu shinuyim ba'avar. Only when it comes to us and Hashem. Ba'olam ze yachol ha'adam l'shanos ma'isim shenasu l'fnei zman rav v'lafoch haveiros l'mitzvos. Minhagim psulim v'kochos konstruktiviyim. L'taki nefesh mimur meres posha'as u'muluchleches u'lahavcha l'ishiyus tzacha u'bihira. This is what tshuva does. There's so much more to say about it, but let's continue for now. Yadreich anavim ba'mishpat. Hashem leads those who are meek. Injustice, v'yilamid anavim darko, and he teaches his way. Hashem teaches the way of chesed. Look at the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. In Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam writes in Perek Vav halacha hey, Mahu zeh she'amar David. What does David mean by saying, Tov v'yashar Hashem al kin yorech atam baderach, yeradrech anavim b'mishpat v'yilamid anavim darko. He quotes these psukim. Right? What does he mean? Zeh she'shalach lem nevim modim lem darki Hashem. You know what he means by this? Hashem wants us to do tshuva. He sends us nevi'im. U'machzirin osam b'tshuva. And wants us to do tshuva. V'och asam koach lo modu l'havin. And he gives us the opportunity to learn to understand. Shemidazu b'chol adam. Shekolzman shu nimshach b'darki achachma v'atzedek. Right when you start thinking about things. Mis'ave lahen v'rodef osan. You're going to be attracted like a magnet to these types of correct ideas. V'ush amru chachamim b'latar masayin oso. Klomar yimsa atzmo ne'ezar al hadavar. So you're pulled to it, and that's what this pasuk is, that Hashem sets the stage and tries to get us to do tshuva, and David HaMelech is saying, please help me, because he realizes this is where he wants to be close to Hashem. Kol archos Hashem chesed ve'emes. All the ways of Hashem are chesed and emes. Right? Chesed and emes are usually opposites, but Hashem's emes is chesed. L'notzrei briso ve'edosav. L'man shimcha Hashem v'salakta la'avoni. And you forgive me ki ravu. Right? Because it is great. A little drush. Once heard, but there's a machlokas about modi beknas ve'achar kach bo edim. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Usually modi beknas is pater. If I go to Bezin and say I'm a ganav, I'm pater from kefel. Right? That's the rule. Modi beknas is pater. But what if I see edim coming to Bezin, so I run in front of the edim and I go to Bezin and I admit it? Are you pater, modi beknas pater, if edim come afterwards? It's machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav says pater, Shmuel says chayev. Shmuel says, you can't do that. Modi beknas is v'achar bo edim is chayev. So some of the Bali Musar say, we do tshuva, we're modi beknas, but afterwards, the edim are going to come after 120 to testify about our actions. Modi beknas v'achar bo edim is what's going to be. So the pasuk says in Parshas Balak, mi yichye mi sumo el. Switch around the nekudos. Mi yichye mi shmuel. Who will live if we pass on like Shmuel? But Baruch Hashem, what does our pasuk say? V'salak tel avoni ki ravu. Baruch Hashem, we pass on like Rav. Doesn't like Rav, and therefore Modi beknas v'achar bo edim is pater. Okay, nice drush. Mi zeh ha'ish yirei Hashem? Who is the one who fears Hashem? Yorenu b'derach yevkar. Hashem will teach him the way that he chooses. Nafsho b'tov talin. His nefesh will lie in goodness. Vizaro yirash aretz, and his zera will yarshin. Right, the one that trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have a good. Another famous pasuk. Sod Hashem li re'av. The secret of Hashem is to his Yireyav. This is a phrase that's used by Rishonim, and even by the Gemara, I think, about that Hashem gives away and shows his secrets to those that fear him. Right? The Ravid uses this Lashon a couple of times. Just one example in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, right in the Rambam, that he and the Rambam talk about the level of Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, Harabayis, Bezman Hazeh. So the Ravid quotes, after arguing on the Rambam without even getting into the details, Kach nigle misod Hashem li reyav. Perek Vav in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. So it was revealed. So machlokas achron, and what does the Ravid mean? Did he really have a vision of a nevuah? Does it just mean that he figured it out? And whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps a posek figure something out, right, it's a siyata deshmaya. Okay, but this is the lashon of sod Hashem li reyav. There's a medrash, interesting medrash. The medrash teaches us in Perek Mem Tes in Breishis Rabba, Sod Hashem li reyav briso lahodiam. See the end of the pasuk. Ezu sod Hashem zumila shalgila me adam osa me adam bat esrim dor ad shamad avre v'ditna lo. Sod Hashem li reyav is bris mila. Right. One of the questions is about Avraham did all the mitzvahs before it was commanded. Achalo nitna. He even did erev tafshilin. The Gemara says in Maseches Yuma. He did all the mitzvahs. So everybody asks. So why didn't he do bris mila? Why did he intuit bris mila, just like he intuited all other mitzvahs and he did them without being commanded? So what about bris mila? So many different answers given. You can only do bris mila once, and he wanted to do it after being commanded because God Almuzu Aviosa. Maybe if there's no mitzvah, there's an isra of chavala. Maybe a bris by definition is a covenant. You need two sides. Many different answers given. But the Ber Yosef in Vayera quotes this medrash and says, no, because Hashem, the medrash says that Hashem dafke hid it from him. Why did he hide it from him? So the Ber Yosef explains, because it's one of the Asar Nisyonos. If it's an Isayon, Hashem, you can't intuit and just do it voluntarily. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sholel es tam hamila, shelo yasig osa, velo yada mimena, ubezeh ischazek hanisayon beinyin hazeh. And that's why he had to go, he didn't know what to do. He went to ask all of his colleagues, so to speak, Mamre, and all the other ones, Aner, Eshkol, but this is, he hid it. And that's a reference in this pasuk. Sod Hashem li reyavu briso lahodiyam. Einei tam ad Hashem. My eyes are always on Hashem. Always on Hashem. There's a beautiful mashal. The Kamotzi Shel Arav quotes from Shlomo Fisher. B'derach ha'olam. If a person's walking on the street, he always has to have his eyes open. Tzorach Allah says, Zeinav ala derach. Shel yipol mi b'chol asu b'chassim. He doesn't fall. He doesn't fall in a pothole. He doesn't fall off the sidewalk. He has to look where he's going. Except if you're a child being held by a parent. If a child being held by a parent, he's not looking where he's going. He's just hugging the parent and holding on. He knows the parent's taking care of things. Ein einav al aderach ela al aviv. Ki batuach pashkachas u'shmiraso shel aviv. That's the pasuk. Einai tamid al Hashem. My eyes are always on Hashem. And therefore, ki hu yotzi mirashas bagwai. He's going to make me not trip. Right? If my eyes are focused on Hashem. Wow, what a beautiful mashal. Pinei elai v'chaneini. Hashem, turn to me ki yachid v'anav anamelach. Has so many phrases of anava. Saros lavavi yerchiva, my tsaros are wide. Mimsukosayatsiani, take me out. Re anivamali, see my sad state, spiritually, physically. Solakol chatosai, please forgive my sins. Re oivai ki rabo, I have so many enemies. Visinas chamas, sineuni. Right, what is that? The Radak says it's anti-Semitism. Every single nation hates me. Im Esav Sone Liakov, Levishanadam Anu Abachora, Le Barbariyim Ma'asa, Le Plishtim Ma'asa, Le Guntiyim Ma'asa, Habib Sinas Chamas Sineuni. It's just Stam Sina. It's anti-Semitism. So Hashem, please save me from this. Shomer Nafshi Vatzileni Al Elv Al Evosh, like he said at the beginning of the parak, I'm not going to be embarrassed. I'm going to stand up strong. Pidei Alokim Yisrami Kotzer Osav. And I know Hashem's going to do it. And it's even, said in like a hope, Pidei Elokim, Hashem does it, and thank you for being my savior, David HaMelech is expressing. Beautiful Perek Chav Hei.